okay. We'll get back to that. Splendid. So, first thing, tell me a little bit about your current involvement in agriculture and what you've been up to since you were identified as an outstanding ag leader.
I continue to work for Montana Farm Bureau Federation, which is awesome. I love my job here. I always have. Very, very lucky that I get to work with people in agriculture every single day. So I've been lucky that way. Since I received that award, I've become very involved with the Montana Cowboy Hall of Fame. I really like that organization. I felt like there was something I could give back by helping them out. So that's been one extra thing that I've been working on.
Right on. What advice would you give someone that's just starting out in their agriculture career?
I think the most important thing for people to think about is it doesn't seem like you always end up in a career path that you went to school for. So go for what your passion is. Use your strengths and capitalize on that.
Right on. Hopefully I can do that. Why is it important to celebrate those working in the agriculture industry?
They feed the world.
And when you think about the agriculture industry, what are you excited for or looking forward to in the near future?
I am excited for watching our youth grow up in agriculture, and I'm very curious about what changes they're going to see. I think about my grandsons, and they're going to be facing a whole different world in agriculture than we've ever even thought of.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Well, that's it. Quick and dirty.
Wow.